Hello there, and welcome back to episode 2 of season 2 of Just a Thought with Lainey Jean. I'm your host, Lainey, and today we are going to be talking all about running as a beginner and things I wish I knew before I started. But before we do that, I would like to do some of my weekly segments, starting with the drink of the day. I'm drinking a cold brew from Pop-Up Grocer, and it was like their macadamia nut vanilla cold foam cold brew or something. It's low key really nasty, but I paid $6 for it, so I'm drinking it. I'm also just having a coffee ick right now, so I don't even know why I got this. But whatever, we're gonna finish it. Weekly recap. I'm not gonna go too deep into it because I do have a lot of I want to talk about in today's topic, but this week was basically a lot of just fighting sickness. On Monday, I stayed home from classes because I have been fighting a cold like nobody's business. So my roommate and I, we both stayed home because we were both like coughing up a storm. I'm still coughing terribly. We both like couldn't breathe, headaches, like all the stuff. And so we stayed home Monday, went to class Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday. I got up in the morning. Actually, I got up in the morning at 10. Like, I slept in, got a decent amount of sleep. Then I was gonna go to the gym and hit legs and run. But then I was like, Lainey, let's not hit legs and run 7 miles in one day. That's absurd. You do not need to do that to your body. Nobody in their right mind would do that. So I just decided to prioritize my run because I've never run 7 miles before and I wanted to do that. So got my shorts on because it was like 45 degrees here and sunny. It was like 55 degrees here yesterday, which is crazy. I'm recording this on a Sunday morning. Put on like my long sleeve and my jacket and my ear covers, like my little headband that keeps my ears warm, my gloves, my Hokas, all this stuff. Went outside. I warmed up before I went, started running, ran the 7 miles, felt great, came home. I came inside and I made myself lunch. I had a smoothie bowl and then I was cold from the smoothie bowl, so I was like, okay, that's fine. I'll just take a bath. That's usually my solution when I'm cold from eating a smoothie bowl. And then I was like, oh, and while I'm at it, I'll take an Epsom salt bath so that my muscles and my legs can get some extra like relaxation, recovery, etc. I don't exactly know if that's how that works, but that's how my brain wants to think it works. So no one correct me on that because well, actually you can correct me on that if you want to, but I like thinking that it solves all my problems. So but anyways, I was in the bath and I was in the bath and all of a sudden I was hit with this like massive migraine and nausea and exhaustion. And I was like, what the heck is going on? I felt fine this morning. Why am I feeling like this? Then I realized I probably was severely dehydrated because I ran 7 miles. I don't run holding a water bottle or any type of liquid. I know, bad on my part, but also I do not want to run while holding things in my hands. That is so annoying to me. I do not want to do that. I do bring fuel with me, which I will get into, but I didn't bring any liquids with me. So I was like, okay, I drank water before I went on my run. And I drank liquids. I drank an adrenal cocktail when I got back, and I drank more water when I got back, but apparently that was not enough. The room started spinning, and I was kind of freaking out because of I was in so much pain, like I started crying. So I called my mom, and I was like, Mom, this is what happened. I think I'm severely dehydrated. What do I do? She gave me some stuff to do, so I did what she said. I took a nap. I got up at 4:15 and I needed to be leaving my house by 4:30 if I was gonna make it to class. So I was just like throwing everything together, got out the door, I made it to class, felt terrible, but I had to go to at least my first bit of class because we were showing our student choreo pieces for the first time, and I'm in six other people's numbers. So I couldn't just like not be there. So I got through that and then I went home afterwards because I actually ended up throwing up in the bathroom. I'm not advising people to do this, but also I am about to graduate and this show we're putting on in like less than 2 weeks, I think, and we've only had like two rehearsals for each piece. So I kind of have I felt like I had to be there. Like I didn't want to leave like a gap in anyone's piece when they were trying to show it to our director for the first time. So I got through that, and then I came home and I got in bed, and my mom had called me when I was on the bus on the way home, and she was like, "Lainey, did you drink any caffeine today?" And I was like, "Oh, damn. No, I didn't. I didn't drink coffee in the morning. I didn't have a single soda. I didn't consume any caffeine." So not only do I think I was dehydrated, but I think I was having extreme caffeine withdrawal. I'm not proud of it, but it's the truth. So my mom was like, "Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go get, make sure you drink like a Diet Coke or something before you go to bed. Yada, yada, yada." Well, I had Diet Dr. Pepper, so that's what I had, but I knew it was going to have caffeine in it. So I did what she said, drank the Diet Dr. Pepper. And even just within taking like the first couple sips of it, I already felt slightly better. So I was like, "Are you kidding me? It was really just because of caffeine." So it's kind of put into perspective how much I need to pay attention to my caffeine intake because it is starting to have effects on me. Also, like I said a few minutes ago, I'm having a caffeine ick or like a coffee ick, and it all just tastes really gross to me, which is sad because I really do like the ritual of having coffee in the morning. Also, if it's making my stomach feel sick, it's making my body feel shaky, I should listen to my body and just not do that to it. So I've been really enjoying at work. I work at a tea shop. I've been enjoying having peppermint green tea. So like green tea, I add a little bit of peppermint syrup into it and then milk. And I either do like almond milk, soy milk, oat milk. I haven't tried it with like coconut milk yet. Yeah, that's kind of my go-to at work, and I really like that. So I might start doing that at home because, like I said, I like having the ritual of like a morning drink, but the green tea has less caffeine, and I drink like one glass of that and I'm good. I don't feel like I need more. That's all I kind of have for my weekly recap. Yesterday I just worked, and then I got home and I made dinner for my boyfriend and I, and kind of just chilled until I went to sleep. Highs and lows of the week. My low was Friday, just because I felt like shit. But also, my high was that I ran 7 miles for the first time on Friday, which I'm very proud of myself for. I think that Lainey, a year ago, Lainey, 7 or 8 months ago, would just be so proud to hear that I have gotten to a place where I can run for that long without stopping, and I'm not killing myself to do it. I feel good when I'm doing it. I feel like it's a form of self-love and self-care. So here's to self-improvement. My goal this week is just going to be to, I guess my goal this week is going to be to lower my caffeine intake. I need to continue to keep an eye on that. And also drink more water. I've been really bad about that recently, and I used to literally drink like 1 to 2 hydrojugs a day, which is 64 ounces. So I used to drink half a gallon to a gallon of water a day, and now I probably don't even reach 64 ounces. So I should get back into doing that. All right, I think that's everything for the weekly segments. Oh, no, actually. How am I doing on a scale of 1 to 10? I'm like an 8 because I'm in a silly, goofy mood. How are you doing? Check in with yourself. I hope you're doing well. If not, just know that things will get better. You got this. And with that, let's get into today's podcast topic. So today we're going to be talking about running as a beginner and what I wish I knew. Number one, we're just going to get right into this. Not every run has to be hard, long, and fast. Easy runs are so important. Majority of your runs are going to be easy runs if you're trying to train for like a half marathon or a marathon. It's not always about having the fastest speed. And then within your training, you'll have things like tempo runs and sprints and fartleks and different ways to work on your tempo so that over time it does improve. But even just those easy runs do help improve your pace. a 5 minute run still counts. A 10 minute run still counts. When I started running, there would be days in my program that I got on the Nike Run Club app where it would literally be a 5 or 10 minute run. And I'd be like, what? You mean to tell me that I'm only going to run for 5 minutes and that counts? But it's true. Sometimes that's all you have time for, and that's okay. It is still a run. It is still taking 5 minutes to better yourself and make space for movement, even if it's only for 5 minutes. And lastly, going with the first thing, is that a 10-minute mile that feels good is greater than a 7-minute mile that leaves you feeling like shit. I would much rather run a slower pace, I say with quotation marks, and feel good about it than run myself into the ground and feel like I'm going to vomit and like I can't catch my breath just to say that I have a faster pace. Because nobody actually really cares what your pace is. The only person that you should be comparing your own pace to is yourself and seeing if you're bettering your pace. And even if it's staying the same for a long period of time, who cares? That's okay. You're allowed to stay in the same spot. Eventually, there will be improvement. It may just take longer than others, and that's okay. Number two, shoes matter if you can afford it. Hokas are such good shoes. I am obsessed with my Hokas. I have the Ahari 6s. My mom also has them, and we both agree that they are so good. Like, if we didn't have them, even when we're just like walking around day to day, yes, like your legs can still get tired or your feet can still get tired, but it would be so much worse if we weren't wearing such supportive shoes. And I feel like I'm flying when I wear them when I'm running, which is really, really nice. And since I've had my Hokas, whenever I put on other pairs of shoes, I can just tell the difference in the support. Like the first time I wore my Converse sneakers after wearing my Hokas, I was like, am I even wearing shoes right now with these Converse on? I feel like I'm literally just like walking barefoot on the floor, which is fine because like I use my Converse for hitting legs in the gym so that I can feel the most contact with the floor because you're supposed to have flat shoes. But it was just like very eye-opening to see the difference, to feel the difference. As far as running shoes go, you're supposed to apparently change out your shoes every 300 to 500 miles, which is 500 to 800 kilometers. I know that there's like reasoning behind this. Obviously, like you wear out your shoes. So I would, if you can afford it, keep an eye on that or just change them out when you can feel that they're really dead. And last thing to go with the shoes is every foot is different. So you may not have the same style of shoe as someone, or you might need a completely different brand of shoe from other people, and that's okay. Like, you don't always have to go with the most popular or flashy brand, but there definitely are certain brands that specialize in running shoes, and those are a good place to start if you are new to running and want to invest in a pair of good running shoes. Number three, fueling is so key, not just the day of, but the day before, or even like the week before, like how your week has been with food can impact your runs. I noticed this especially when I was home over Christmas break because I was eating a lot more like sweets and like baked goods or like really fatty foods and stuff. And I got up to go for a 5 mile run and I just felt sluggish when I was running. I still got it done, but I was just able to kind of note like, wow, even though I ate that stuff like yesterday, I'm feeling the effects of it now. And it's just something to keep in mind. It doesn't mean that you can't ever have those foods. But if you're feeling sluggish or you're feeling like off on a day, maybe think, was there something like the day before that you ate that could be impacting? Or it could just be, if you're a woman, it could be your time of the month. Or it could be, did you sleep well the night before? Has your recovery been good? Have you been prioritizing your recovery with your training? Carbs are your best friend when it comes to running. They are such a quick source of energy. Along with that, bring snacks in case you need extra fuel while you're running is super helpful. When you're running long distance, you need to have sources of like carbs with you to keep your glycogen stores up. I personally bring these little like fruit leather bars that my mom and I found at Costco. Literally, like the only ingredient in them is like fruit, I'm pretty sure. And it's literally just like I eat one of those while I'm running and I instantly feel like the energy kick in, and it's crazy. It's crazy how much I've been able to kind of notice that, observe that, and like continue to implement it to see how it affects me as I'm running. The last thing I have for number three is too much coffee is literally gonna be the death of you. Don't, or energy drinks or whatever. Like, don't have too much caffeine before you go on a run. Not only will you get caffeine shits, coffee shits, whatever you wanna call them, but you'll feel jittery, and it's not fun to feel jittery or nauseous when you're trying to run. Number four, bring tampons or pads or whatever type of sanitary product you use, just in case you get your period while you're running. Just a good thing to always be prepared for. Number five, fanny packs rock. You don't have to hold your phone. You can put your credit card and your ID in there in case you need it. You can hold those sanitary products. You can bring chapstick, gum, and any of those food like snacks for quick burning carbs. I fit all of those things in my fanny pack and run with it. And it's great. I got mine from Fabletics when they were having a sale, and I got it for like $7. And it's really good quality. Number six, run aimlessly. Get to know the area that you're running in, but be chill about it. Don't always feel like you have to know exactly where you're running to, because sometimes running is just meant to be playful and experimental. But if you're doing this, make sure you like text people and tell them where you are, like when you're leaving, when to expect you back, so that if they don't see you by a specific time, they make sure that they try to text you or call you and make sure that you're okay. Number seven, it isn't that serious. Breathe, relax. Thank your body. Laugh, cream, the fuck? Laugh, cry, scream, jump. Just enjoy running. At the end of the day, it really is not that serious. We're on a floating rock, and you're running in an area that takes up a speck of the earth. Number eight, try out run clubs. Even if you go to them alone, I go to them alone, and I love it. The first time I went, yeah, I was anxious and I was contemplating just leaving before the run even started, but I stayed and I felt really good. And then the next run club that I went to, people came up to me and said, "Hey, I recognize you. Were you here last week or were you here at the last run?" And then you just start talking to people and you meet people and it's great. You don't have to have friends to go to the run clubs. You don't have to know people there. Literally, the whole point of run clubs is to meet people who have a similar interest in running as you. And that's a beautiful thing. So that is everything I have for things I wish I knew as a beginner in the world of running. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please be sure to leave it a rating and review in the Apple Store as well as a rating on Spotify. And with all of that being said, this was just a thought with me. I will be in your ears very soon. Bye!